morning, everybody, and Merry Christmas. This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes, and we're from the Irish American Club of Berkshire County, and we join you this holiday morning from the beautiful studios, the Christmassy studios, kind of WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield Community Radio and 88.1 WSBR in Lee. Good morning, Farmer.
Good morning, Kevin, and good morning everybody out there in our earshot this morning. I hope everybody had a good week. And how was yours?
Mine was fine. Mine was fine. Not so much for my pets, but mine was fine. So we're here. We have an audience in Lee. I hope someone contacts us from Lee to let us know they're hearing us.
I hope so. I haven't heard much from my friends down there. But then again, I don't speak to them that much when I'm working.
Well, let's find out. So if you're in Lee, and you can give us a call at 413-770-7512. That's 413-770-7512. And let us know that you're listening to the Sunday Sounds in Ireland from 88.1 WSBR. So we have a Christmassy, kind of Christmassy show planned for you today. Yeah. I have about 8 Christmas Irish CDs here, but we'll be listening to them, obviously, and from the from Silly Wizard, Mairead O'Sullivan, Frank Patterson, and Enter the Haggis.
Oh, Enter the Haggis. We haven't heard them in a long time.
No, I went into the big black book I had and took out CDs I haven't heard in a while. So
there you go.
And what have you got for us, Farmer?
Well, I got some Dublin City Ramblers today, and I think I got some Irish Rovers, and then I'm going to flip through your Christmas music because my forgetful self did not grab his. I don't know why.
your Christmas music is at rest at the moment.
Yes. So. I got to find it first.
So we're going to start off today's show with the best of Silly Wizard with Macum Lachach. Thank you.
ship, and she sails the sea. She's loaded deep, as deep can be, but not as deep as the love I'm in. I know not how I sink or swim. I cannot cross over, and neither have I wings to fly. Give me a boat that can carry two, and both shall row. My love and I. I leaned my back against an old, thinking it was a trusty tree, but first it swayed and then it broke, and so did mine. True love to me, love is handsome and love is fine, bright as a jewel when first it's new. Like the morning dew. There is a ship, and she sails the sea. She's loaded deep, as deep can be, but not as deep as the love I'm in. I know not how I sink or
folks who say that I'm a dreamer, and I've no doubt there's truth in what they say, but sure a body's bound to be a dreamer. When all the things
Our longtime listeners will say, we haven't heard that song in a long time. And you'd be right. I haven't played that in a while. As I was telling Farmer a little earlier, I went to one of the black cases I have with all my older CDs are collected, and I came across Mr. Patterson. I used to play that quite a bit, or one version of that, or another song of his as well. But that's from his I Can Almost See Ireland From Here, with the well-known song The Isle of Innisfree, based on a poem by William Butler Yeats. And before that, we heard from Mairead Sullivan from the CD Celtic Voices with her version of Walla Walla.
Walla Walla.
Walla Walla. And although they misspelled it, but I'm not going to point that out in public. And then we started off today's set with the best of Silly Wizard with Macuhug Lachach, which means, I think, my kindest sweetheart.
Ah.
So, and you're going to start us off, Farmer.
Yeah, I'm going to keep us like back in the same older songs right now with the Dublin City Ramblers.
Oh, good.
With a tear in my eye, I will say my last goodbye. For I'm going where the grass it is greener. Out of town, homeward bound, I am leaving today. For the land that I've forever dreamed of. Ireland, my Ireland, oh, I'm coming home. Though I roam, sure my heart never left her. O'er the dark rolling sea, she is calling to me. Oh, I'm coming back home to Ireland. When I first left my home, I was inclined to roam. As a boy, sure my age, it was 20. With my head full of dreams, full of hopes and full of schemes, for the land that was so full of plenty. Ireland, my Ireland, oh, I'm coming home. Though I roam, sure my heart never left her. O'er the dark rolling sea, she is calling to me. Oh, I'm coming back home to Ireland. Well, I found me a job and I tried to settle down, but my heart for my home was ever yearning. With my dreams wandered forth to the land of my birth and the day that I would be returning. Ireland, my Ireland, oh, I'm coming home. Though I roam, sure my heart never left her. Oh, the dark rolling sea, she is calling to me. Oh, I'm coming back home to Ireland. Ireland, my Ireland, oh, I'm coming home. Though I roam, sure my heart never left her. Oh, the dark rolling sea, she is calling to me. Oh, I'm coming back home to Ireland.
Thank you. that you went away from me.
Another revival for My Black Bag. But I saw Enter the Haggis in Northampton many years ago, and that's from their Casualties of Retail album, which I think is a great title for an album, with their version of She Moved Through the Fair. I first heard that song probably 30 years ago, more than that, 1978 or 79, something like that. With a friend of mine, I was at a party, and a friend of mine, Porrick Madden was his name, from Galway, sang that a cappella, unaccompanied. And since that time, it's been one of my favorite songs. And before that, we did hear a Christmas song from the Celtic Christmas 3 album, a Windham Hill sample. I'm not sure Windham Hill knows a lot about Celtic music, but apparently they have this nice album. And the name of the song was Sails of Galway. Was instrumental from Snuffy Walden.
Snuffy Walden.
Snuffy Walden. He was busy.
Didn't we have a Snuffy on the show last week or two?
Did we? We might have. Yeah. I don't know if it was Mr. Walden, but it was Snuffy something.
Yes, it was.
And you're starting us off, Farmer.
I started us off with Ireland, My Ireland by the Dublin City Ramblers. And that came off the album the same as the song, My Ireland, My Ireland. And now we're going to start off with, the Chieftains.
Oh, with Jackson Browne?
With Jackson Browne.
Here we go.
are filled with laughter and light, and the music of the season, and the merchants' windows are all bright with the faces of the children and the families hurrying to their homes. As the sky darkens and freezes, we'll be gathering around the hearths and tables, giving thanks for God's graces. And the birth of the rebel Jesus, where they call him by the Prince of Peace, and they call him by the Savior, and they pray to him upon the seas, and in every bold endeavor, as they fill his churches with their pride and gold, and their faith in him increases. But they've turned the nature that I worship in from a temple to a robber's den. In the words of the rebel Jesus, to take the tone of judgment, for I've no wish to come between this day and your enjoyment. In this life of hardship and of earthly toil, we have need for anything that frees us. So I bid you pleasure and I bid you cheer from a heathen and a pagan. On the side of the rebel Jesus.
Fare thee well, my lovely Dinah, a thousand times adieu. We are going away from the holy ground, and the girls we all of two. We will sail the salt seas over, and we'll return to shore to see again the girls we loved and the holy ground once more. You're the girl I do adore, and still I live in hopes to see the holy ground once more. And now we're salt sea sailing, and we are far from shore. Kind letters I will write to you with the secrets of my mind, with the secrets of my mind, my love. You're the girl I do adore, and still I live in hopes to see the holy ground once more. You're the girl I do adore, and still I live in hopes to see the holy ground once more. And now the storm is raging, and we are far from shore. And the good old ship she's tossing about, and the rigging is all torn. And I think of you, my sweetest love. You're the girl I do adore. And still I live in hopes to see the holy ground once more. You're the girl I do adore. And still I live in hopes to see the holy ground once more. And now the storm is over, and soon we'll be on shore, and we'll drink a health to the holy ground and the girls we all adore. We will drink strong ale and porter, and we'll make those tap drums roar. And when our money is all spent, we will go to sea for more. You're the girl I do adore, and still I live in hopes to see the holy ground once more. All right till I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She is a courting 1, 2, 3, please would you tell me who is she? Albert Mooney says he loves her, all the boys are fighting for her. The knock at the door and the ring at the bell sing, oh my true love, are you well? Out she comes as white as snow, rings in her fingers, bells on her toes. Old Johnny Murray says she'll die if she doesn't get the fella with the roving eye. I tell me ma, when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. They pull me hair, they stole me comb, well that's all right till I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She is a courtin' 1, 2, 3, please won't you tell me who is she? Poor old Dicey Riley, she has taken to the sup. Poor old Dicey Riley, she will never give it up. It's off each morning to the hut, then she drops in for another little drop of the heart of the poor old Dicey Riley. She walks along Fitzgibbon Street with an independent air, and then it's down by Summer Hill and the people stop and stare. She says it's nearly 1:30, it's time I had another little one of the heart of the rule is Dicey Riley. A poor old Dicey Riley, she has taken to the sup. Poor old Dicey Riley, she will never give it up. It's off each morning to the hut, then she drops in for another little drop of the heart of the poor old Dicey Riley.
Jesus.
That was Mairead and Trina Nudonal. We've heard from them before with Ardink Huan, The Special Season. And before that, we heard from our good friend Cahill Dunn from his album Jig Don't Jog with a medley of The Holy Ground, I'll Tell Me Ma, and Dicey Riley. And you started us off, right?
I did. The Chieftains I had, and it was, the song was The Rebel Jesus, and that particular song featured Jackson Browne.
Excellent.
And the album was The Chieftains and The Bells of Dublin.
Their Christmas album.
Yeah.
One of several that they have, actually.
I like that one. I just like the cover. So it says, let's play a song off of it.
So we had a memorial service at the Elks Lodge a couple of weeks ago, and one of the parties that attended were going to Ireland. Oh. And so their mother sent them to me to talk about what they should do when they're staying in Dublin for 3 days, and then they're taking off from Dublin. But I pointed out to them that on their way north from Dublin, they should stop at Newgrange. And what a coincidence. Newgrange is in our This Day in Irish History today.
The 21st.
The 21st of December in 1967, Michael O'Kelly entered the inner chamber at Newgrange, a megalithic passage tomb in County Meath. Discovered in 1699, Newgrange formed part of the archaeological site Brunabini, along with Knott and Douth. In 1915, the Irish archaeologist R.A.S. McAllister said of it, there is not, north of the Alps, a relic of antiquity more impressive than this mound. Even Stonehenge, though to the eye more imposing, is second in interest to Newgrange. Locals believed that Newgrange was the burial place of the High Kings of Tara, but Michael O'Kelly dismissed this, claiming that the site was built around 3,200 B.C., predating the pyramids of Egypt by 500 years. O'Kelly began excavating the site in 1962 and noticed a small rectangular opening above the tomb's entrance, which he called the roof box. Chunks of crystallized quartz had been used as a shutter for the box, O'Kelly believed, but he could not figure out its purpose. One theory was that during midsummer, the light of the rising sun shone through the box and illuminated the chamber. This, O'Kelly thought, was impossible, as the entrance was south-facing, and the midsummer sun rose in the northeast. But it later occurred to him that the midwinter sun might have shone through the passage. And so, he traveled from his home in Cork to the site in December, And at 1967. At daybreak, around 9 o'clock, the inner chamber flooded with light, which traveled 60 feet along the tunnel. Recalling it, O'Kelly said, quote, "I was literally astounded. I expected to hear a voice or perhaps feel a cold hand resting on my shoulder, but there was silence," unquote. The chamber was lit up for 17 minutes before returning to darkness. News of O'Kelly's discovery soon spread, and as the time went on, tens of thousands of people applied for the opportunity to visit New Grange each midwinter. In 1993, UNESCO designated Brunabini as a World Heritage Site. I visited it before it became a World Heritage Site. And now the grounds are all manicured, and a lot of stone, small paving stones were brought in, and it looks magnificent. When I was there, there were still cows and sheep wandering around.
Yeah. No, that's pretty amazing, because I'm sure there's another time of year, that exact same time, exactly a half year, that it might show for a little.
We'll have to go in June.
Minutes. Yes.
June 21st, see what happens.
Yeah.
So now we're going to hear from the Chieftains again with Kevin Conlift from the Celtic Harp album.
Farewell to the groves of shillelagh and the shamrock. Farewell to the girls of old Ireland all round. And may their hearts be as merry as ever they could wish for, as far away o'er the ocean I am bound. My father is old and my mother's right feeble. To leave their own country, it would grieve their hearts sore. All the tears down their cheeks in great floods are rolling. To think that I must die upon some far and foreign shore. But what matter to me where my bones they may lie buried, if in peace and contentment I can spend my life? The green fields of America, they daily are calling. It's there I'll find an end to my misery and strife. So pack up your sea stores now, consider it no longer. $10 a week isn't very bad pay, with no taxes or tithes there to devour up your wages. Across on the green fields of America, the lint dams are gone and the looms are lying idle. Gone are the winders of baskets and creels, and away o'er the ocean go journeyman ploughboys and fiddlers who flaked out the old mountain reels. Oh, but I mind the time when old Ireland was flourishing, and most of her trade men did work for good pay. But since our manufacturers have crossed the Atlantic, well, it's now that I must follow on to America. And now to conclude and to finish my ditty, if e'er a friendless Irishman should happen my way, with the best in the house I will greet him and welcome him at home on the green fields of America. So pack up your sea stores now, consider it no longer. $10 a week isn't very bad pay, with no taxes or tithes there to devour up your wages. Across on the green fields of America.
It's the most wonderful time of year, with those kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all, with those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmas as long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. It's the most wonderful time. It's the most wonderful time.
Shine down on my bones, wash me with a little sun, drown me in a beam of cold, a little little salt water would be nice. Nice to feel it on my toes. Time to loosen out my hair. Shake the sand out of my clothes. Take me out on the waves and sail me high and let me go. Sail me to the sky and let me go. From the tiny boat below. Sail me high and let me go. Losing track of where I've been. It's been the thing I like the most. Loosening up and wasting time. Drifting up along the coast. With colored silk above my head. Heading out across the sea. Floating out beneath the clouds. Flying high upon the breeze. Take me out on the waves and sail me high and let me go. Sail me to the sky and let me go. From the tiny boat below. Sail me high and let me go. Take me out on the waves and sail me high and let me go. Sail me to the sky and let me go. From the tiny boat below. Sail me high and let me go.
And this is Kevin Cale and Farmer Hughes signing off for another week. Please listen to our show again next week, and please listen to all the locally produced programming here at WTBR 89.7 FM and 88.1 WSBR in Lee.
And I wish everybody to have a good week. Be good, be kind, keep your Irish eyes smiling. McNulloch, Ellick Witch. I think that's the way I say it.
Nulloch McWitch.
Nulloch McWitch.
Nulloch McWitch, everyone. See you next week.